Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the second round of the BIAA 2A Boys Basketball Playoffs. The Fort Cherry Rangers take on the Sarah Catholic Eagles. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Tom Drakely, my partner here in the booth. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brandon Bennett and Noah Tennant on the cameras. Dave Anthony and Bill Chapo producing in our downtown Washington studios. Derek Arrett led a Fort Cherry rally at Carn City Saturday, pumping in 26 in the Rangers' 61-52 win. Blake Sweeter added 14. Fort Cherry trailed by 8 at intermission, but found the shooter's touch in the second half and then turned up the defense, holding the Gremlins to just 1 point over a crucial 4-minute stretch of the fourth to get the win. Sarah Catholic, the WPIL's seventh and final state qualifier, went on the road and beat District 6 champion West Branch 75-67. Pete Burke had 29, Isaiah Petty 24 more in the win. Eagles outscored their host 14-8 in the fourth for the victory, improving to 18-9 heading into tonight's game. We'll take a look at the other action when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Welcome back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. Starters about to be introduced. Let's start with the visitors, Sarah Catholic Eagles, wearing the black jerseys trimmed in maroon and gold. Makai Underwood, Isaiah Petty, Pete Burke, Owen Dabrowski, and Braden Graham. Head coach Anthony Corso, 18-9 are the Eagles. For Fort Cherry, Jack Kitzmiller, Shane Cornally, Alan Tiroli, Derek Arrett, and Blake Sweeter. For head coach Eugene Briggs. Coverage tonight on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at CurtisPharmacy.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cold Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery. Born in Fort Cherry and brewing in Burgettstown. And by the law firm of Gordon and Rees, continued best wishes to Fort Cherry from Gordon and Rees and the entire Miller family. Referees are set to go. Anthony Oviel, Dale Ross, and Sonny Bruni. And we're just about ready to go as well. Tip-off In flight, controlled by the Eagles. They get it in front court, trying to drive to the hoop and cut off was Graham. Ball knocked loose, little floater won't go, and the Rangers have three guys there for the rebound. Derek Garrett handles the ball for Fort Cherry. Got an opening at the top of the key. Hangs in the air. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped around. Kitzmiller gets it. It won't go. Tip out to Cornelli. And now for a three ball. That's off the back of the rim. Battle for the rebound. Tipped across. Sweeter shot blocked from behind by Dombrowski. Going to be a play it on game. Shot swatted out of bounds. Going to be a foul call there. Okay.
Well, I didn't see a lot of contact there, Bob. I think it's Kitzmiller.
It will be Kitzmiller, his first.
Bob, this Sarah team, they've got three very talented guards. They're quick. They like to leak out. You've got to get back in transition and contest them when they shoot the perimeter shot.
Just as I tell you, everybody's just going to get the play, then we get that touch foul.
Yeah, that was not a good call. That was a nice block, actually.
Opening point good from Pete Burke. Second shot also good. He hits both free throws.
Burke averages 19 a game. They've got two players that average nearly 20 a game.
2-0 lead for Sarah. Eric goes to the hoop. Can't get that to go. Kitzmiller catches the block and scores, ties the game.
And the advantage Fort Cherry, I believe, has is the interior, Bob. They're better rebounders, and they got to play solid defense here in the half court.
Petty and Dombrowski back and forth. Dombrowski, long three, rebound grabbed by Underwood outside the high post. Dribble penetration by Petty, scoop it up and in.
They're good. They can get to the rim.
Rangers set up. Cornelli on the dribble, lost the handle. Sweeter will take a three, short, rebound lands in Arrett's hands. Try to force a pass underneath to Tiroli. Ball knocked loose, controlled by the Eagles, stolen back by Tiroli. Takes a feed from Arrett. Ball knocked away from behind from Cornelli. Cherry picking back. Ball knocked away from Petty. Gets it back. Walks down the lane. Lays it on there and scores.
Well, how about that reverse layup by Petty? And he averages 19 points a game, Bob. Off to a good start.
6-2 lead for Sarah Catholic. Rangers started slow several playoff games now. They don't want to do it again. Tiroli, three ball off the rim, the glass, the rim, and it falls out. Dombrowski rebounds.
On the miss, Sarah will look to run as quickly as they can, Bob.
Graham and Petty in the midcourt. Petty brings it near side. Dombrowski guarded by Tiroli. 6-2 lead for the Eagles. Rangers send two to the scorer's table to check in. Graham takes the feed. Sweeter comes out to guard him. Graham gets it back, dribbles into traffic. Ball knocked loose, saved by Underwood. Step back to a three. Burke off the rim, long rebound. Cornelli tips it, and it's going to be touched last by Shane Cornelli.
Yeah, you got to gather those misses, Bob. Can't give second and third opportunities.
Kitzmiller and Tiroli will sit as Bouchel and Sieg check in. Yeah, Corey Bouchel, Matt Sieg.
The X factor, Matt Sieg.
4-point lead for Sarah Catholic here in the early going. Three ball, Dombrowski rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound knocked out of the hands of Sieg, but a reach-in foul going to be called. First foul of the game on Sarah Catholic. This one's on Petty.
Now, Matt Sieg came off the bench the other day, Bob. I thought he played very well for Fort Cherry. Added to their defensive ability.
Derek Garrett on the dribble to the corner to Sweeter. Sweeter keeps the dribble going. Pass gets through to Sieg. Muscles his way down the middle and scores.
Well, he had 9 points the other day, so he's off to a quick start already.
Just under 5 minutes to play first quarter. 6-4, Sarah Catholic plus two. Dombrowski, Burke, and now Petty in on the mix. Jump pass to the far side, Dombrowski. Look away pass comes to Petty into the traffic, saves a loose ball. Pass gets through to Graham, try to reverse it. Bouchel reaches in, is going to get called for a foul.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he reached in there and hacked it across the arm. Non-shooting foul.
Second foul on Fort Cherry in the quarter. Baseline throw in for Petty. Goes up top. Dombrowski reaches over Arrett to get it. Long three-pointer. Nothing but net from Pete Burke. 9-4 lead. To the hoop goes Cornelli, and he is fouled on the arm. That foul on Burke, his first, team second. And look here, Cornelli taking the feed and got hacked right on the right shoulder.
Yeah, too bad he couldn't finish that one. They could have used it.
First shot good for Cornelli, his first point of the game.
Well, we're actually seeing free throws, huh? Didn't see too many of those in the early game.
Well, the way the game started, I wasn't sure we were going to this game.
Yeah, I know.
Cornelli hits both. 9-6 Sarah Catholic lead, 4:20 to play. On the left side, Burke, Dombrowski. Those two go back and forth. Pump fake by Burke. Throw it to the corner to Graham. His pass gets through to Burke on the rim. Good.
Tell you what, those guards are good. Burke, Petty, and Dombrowski.
11-6. Sweeter looks at a three, doesn't take it. Penetrate, gets held up, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Petty. That's going to be his second foul.
Well, that's a factor. I mean, it's early in the game. You can't be picking up two quick fouls.
Timeout on the floor. 3:57 to play, first quarter. 11-6, Sarah leading for Cherry. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Two foul shots coming for the Rangers. And our apologies, we didn't have near the in-between time that we're used to,
yeah.
I have to tell you.
Boy, they ran this game quickly. Didn't get a chance to talk about the strategies here.
Sweeter at the line, shooting two. First one good.
Got to make those free throws, though, Bob. They got to, you know, get this thing rolling. Stay close, stay attached. Don't give Sarah a feeling like they can run away with this.
Second shot also good. Rangers 4-for-4 at the stripe.
Yeah, nice
Sarah
shooting.
Catholic up 11-8. With a shoulder pass, Underwood has it on the wing. Kick it across near side. That pass almost went to the Sarah bench. Rifled back out by Mark Johnson. Dombrowski to Underwood, high post jumper off the rim. Rebound, Sweeter grabs it. He'll give it to Arrett. Looks over the shoulders, checks traffic. Arrett penetrates, shot rejected. Went 1-on-3. Ball ahead quickly. It's Graham to the hoop. His shot won't go. Rebound knocked out of the hands of Sieg by Johnson from behind and out of bounds.
Yeah, I think they caught a little break on that one.
Yeah, Johnson did knock it loose, but then Sieg smacked it with his left, but Rangers get the call. There is no replay in high school. Arrett to the hoop, and his shot blocked, and it hit Arrett on the way down.
Well, they're going to have to block probably 17 more because I don't think that will discourage him. I mean, we saw that happen in a previous game with them, Bob. But he's just going to keep on coming.
Three ball in flight. Dombrowski wide to the far side. Sweeter fights to get to the rebound. Ahead to Bouchel. Across. Sieg scores it.
Well, I'll tell you what. How impressive is Matt Sieg? It was a great pass, by the way, across the court.
Bouchel on the feed.
Yes.
It's 11-10, Sarah in the lead. Penetration. Kick near side. Johnson for three. Good line. Too strong. Rebound tipped out to the wing. Two Rangers end up on the deck. Jump pass out to Johnson. To the corner near side. Burke's three rolls across. Cornelli rebounds for Fort Cherry.
Yeah, good job by the Fort on the rebounds, Bob. That's so important.
Arrett Cornally, a little jab step, feed to Sweeter in the corner. Sweeter backs his way in, ball to Bouchel, fights to get it out. Cornally goes to the hoop, misses the lay-in. Ball laying loose at the baseline, scramble for it, and it's gathered by Dombrowski. Jump pass, just throws it to an open area, and Johnson goes and gets it. 2 minutes to play, first quarter, far side, corner, Graham three, air ball, caught on the near side by Sieg. Arrett, give it out to Cornally. Kick it to the far side. Sweeter for three in the lead. Good.
Nice job. Great pass by Cornally, too, Bob. Made the dribble penetration, got the ball over to Sweeter, and he knocked it down.
Seven straight points for the Fort. Up 13-11, 1:30 to play first quarter. Johnson has help, goes left side. Dombrowski, he'll put it on the deck. Looks this way, but reverses it to Johnson. Feet inside, denied by Bouchel. Lob ahead to Cornally. Catch it down the near side. Lay in and a foul. Johnson, after Cornally hits the bucket, will go to the line. And a foul on Johnson.
You take those long shots, Bob. Sometimes when they bounce out, you can get a run out. Fort Cherry took advantage that time.
1:12 to play here in the first. Cornally just got that shot to go and was strong with the ball. Got his body between him and the defender Johnson, and then put it up with two hands to kiss it in off the glass.
Oh, he really did. He's a strong jumper.
Free throw won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Going to be ruled last touch by Derek Arrett. Arrett got inside position there but couldn't catch the ball. Fort Cherry leads. Pass to the baseline. Underwood, baseline, set shot won't go. Cornally rebounds. Lost the ball, but everybody had already cleared out to sprint back the other way, so the Rangers keep it. Arrett to Sieg, quick start to the hoop. Stops at the low block and missed the shot. Went too strong.
Yeah, he did. What a great move, though. Oops.
Ball handler trips over his own feet. Petty, ball lost. Ahead to Cornally again. Cornally with two hands scores.
Great pass that time by Arrett. Nice bounce pass, the only pass that we've gotten through.
11-0 run for the Fort. 30 seconds, 25 seconds to play in the quarter. 17-11, Fort Cherry with the lead. Ball to the top of the key to Petty. Back out Dombrowski. Near side, it'll be Johnson down to the baseline. Bouchel just ran right in and knocked the ball out of the hands of Underwood.
Yeah, no foul, too. He got away with one.
Arrett, stop and go. Floater in the paint. In, out, and back in.
I told you, he's going to keep coming at you.
19-11, the quarter comes to an end. Fort Cherry with a strong run of 13 straight to close the quarter. 19-11, Fort Cherry after one, second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Fort Cherry will... Didn't the Rangers control... No. Tip was controlled by Sarah, I guess.
That is correct.
Fort Cherry has it. Trouble for Arrett. All kind of trouble, and he's able to tip the ball out and save the possession. Cornally dish it across. Kitzmiller missed a bunny inside. Bouchel kept it alive. The ball fumbled out of bounds. Last touch by Petty.
I don't think Kitzmiller ever expected that ball. Cornally did a 360 spin move and dropped it off rather than shoot it. And he just didn't expect it.
Fort Cherry in action. Arrett drives, dish it on the bounce to Kitzmiller. This time he's ready.
Yeah, and you know what? That's all Derek Arrett. I mean, he's not necessarily scoring all the time, but, boy, his passing is right on.
Rangers extend the run to 15.
That's travel.
Travel call.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Ended up with Graham wide open right next to the basket, but the travel call put the kibosh on all of that. Arrett on the dribble, ball to Cornally. Three ball in flight, perfect.
How about that? Cornally, wow, off to a great start.
I mean, if you're Sarah, you got to get a timeout, and in fact they do. 7:10 to play, first half, Fort Cherry 24, Sarah Catholic 11. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Fort Cherry up 24-11. Sarah led 11-6 when we went to the media timeout, and it has been literally only Fort Cherry since.
Sarah can shoot. You can't allow them to get their feet set. Dombrowski, nobody on him. Comfortable, knocked it down.
Three-pointer for Dombrowski. Cornally's scoop shot won't go. Rebound for the Eagles. Look it away, throw it away, pass. Thrown by Burke to Dombrowski, out of bounds.
Well, and a bad thing there for Sarah, Bob. They had numbers. It was 3-on-2, and they just threw a bad pass. Left his feet, didn't have to do that. Lost control.
Rangers back on offense. Kitzmiller, he fumbles it out of bounds, but it was last touched again by Dombrowski.
Yeah, slapped him from behind.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little discombobulated here, partner. Too quick between, and my goodness.
We haven't even had a chance to catch our breath.
And I had everything ready except for starters. Arrett missed the one shot, missed the second shot. Bouchel kept the rebound alive. Bouchel's going to get it, feed it to Kitzmiller, score it.
How about Bouchel? What? He's kept that ball alive a few times, and this time Kitzmiller finishes.
6:20 to play, first half, 26-14. Rangers with the lead. Back and forth, Petty and Dombrowski. Rangers extend their defense out to that three-point line. Ball comes near side. Burke launches a three and hits it.
I'll tell you what, they're capable. You cannot stand there with your hands down. You've got to attack those perimeter guys.
26-17. Ball to Cornally. Got an opening. His floater from 6 feet out won't go. Bouchel rips the ball down. Feed it out of there. Arrett penetrates. Arrett up with the right hand, too strong. Tip up. Kitzmiller can't get it. Rebound. Kitzmiller again, score it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, active man, Kitzmiller. But credit Corey Bouchel for keeping the ball alive, Bob.
Well, we talked, we would have talked. We didn't talk in a pregame. We would have talked about how the back line for the Rangers have an advantage there. Petty hits a contested three.
Tell you what, I might think about either changing the zone or maybe going out and contesting a little bit more.
Arrett in traffic, again trouble. Cornally saves it. Give it to Bouchel. Bouchel scores.
Nice pass that time. Very unselfish basketball.
30-20 for Cherry plus 10. 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Dombrowski, wraparound pass is going to go out of bounds.
You know, Bob, when I watch them play, Sarah has no inside presence. I would tell my guards to match up out of that zone with their three perimeter shooters in Petty, Burke, and Dombrowski and make them put it to the floor.
Jadel Minifield on the floor now for Sarah, and he has unacceptable accoutrements.
And they made him take his headband off.
Rangers get the ball inbound. Just under five to play here in the second. Matt Sieg on the dribble. Arrett, three ball off the rim, won't go. Minifield tipped it. Rebound grabbed by Underwood.
Yeah, he had a good look. I thought it was going to go down, just hit the back of the rim.
Petty, lob near side. Three straight three buckets for Sarah. Three ball in flight and good. Dombrowski, he's got six.
How many threes do they have already?
Five. Arrett penetrates, flip it across. Cornelli catch. He gets tied up in the lane and held ball possession arrow throw in. .420 to play, first half, 30-23. The three ball leading Sarah Catholic back into it. Dribble penetration, Petty walked. Oh, they're going to call foul there?
Yes, they are, on Arrett.
Get a look there at Arrett on the arm, possibly. And they're going to give foul shots here as well.
Oh, my.
Isaiah Petty has 7 points here in the first half. Free throw good. Eagles, 3-for-3 at the line.
They're three guards, Bob. They're solid. They can shoot it. They can dribble it. Good players.
Petty's second effort. Off the rim, no good. Cornelli will rebound. Kitzmiller for three. Too strong. Rebound tip kept alive, and the ball falling down with it is Petty. Got the rebound and fell down. That's travel.
Yes, it is. That's the physicality that Fort Cherry brings on the rebounding.
We should have gone to the media timeout there, but we did not. Arrett lost the handle going up, and we'll get a chance to shoot two if indeed we get the media timeout. And now here we are. We get it at 3:52. The Eagles wish they had gone to it earlier. Pete Burke drew his second foul. Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Reese, a law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon and Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brent Miller, national chair of the Energy Group, also provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration. Call attorney Brent Miller at Gordon and Reese Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Derek Arrett will go to the foul line after the media timeout. And just a note, I mean, the out-of-bounds play was at 3:58. We should have gone to the media timeout, and that's the reason I said that Sarah wished we'd have gone to it at 3:58, because at least it wouldn't be until now, possibly, that Burke picks up his second foul. But he got it beforehand. Arrett hits the foul shot. Misses the second. The rebound knocked toward the baseline and knocked out of bounds by Dombrowski.
Yeah, they'll get a second opportunity to score. Derek, unusual miss there from the foul line. Pretty good free throw shooter.
Well, I don't think he's all that good, actually. Check the numbers there. Yeah.
Not bad. How about the drive, baseline drive? He's tough to contain.
A bucket by, I'm sorry,
Derek,
I missed that.
Arrett.
Arrett got that one. Dombrowski got loose. Shot high off the window, won't go. Arrett with the rebound.
Well, and that's what Fort Cherry's doing well, Bob. They are rebounding. Look at this in the lane. Here he goes.
Arrett going off here.
I love him. I just think he's a great player. What a competitor.
He got 5 points in a very short period of time. 35-24 lead is 11. Sought rolls across. Rebound Minifield inside. Muscles his way up, shot rejected, goes right into the hands of Petty, who scores.
Yeah, that time, good block, but Petty was right there.
35-26, we click under 3 minutes, and Dombrowski going to get whistled for a foul.
And a good call. He rode him the whole way down, Bob. You're just not allowed to do that.
Aired on that drive, getting a chance at the one where he lost control, put the floater up and in. Baseline throw in for Sweeter, up top to Kitzmiller. He'll shoot from there, but pulls it down, gives it to Arrett. Back out, Cornelli pulls a three up, air ball short. Did not look confident in launching that.
No, he really didn't.
Dombrowski blocked, a foul going to be called, and both Sieg and Kitzmiller are like, are you kidding me? But I don't know that more than a handful of times in basketball watching that I've seen a guy come up and tell the official, you got that right, man. You just don't see
You
that.
Never admit it.
Foul line, Dombrowski, too strong, misses the first. He had a couple of three-pointers earlier in this period. Fort Cherry's lead is 35-26. Dombrowski's second free throw kicks out. Cornelli alone for the rebound. Now Dombrowski going to challenge Arrett in the backcourt. Eagles man-to-man. Crank it up. Bouchel hand up. Minifield going to get called for a foul.
Oh, yeah, that was so easy. Came out and slapped him all over the arm. Minifield doesn't like it, but easy call.
Arrett will key the inbound. And now telling Dombrowski, don't reach out of bounds. Inbound goes to Bouchel and right back to Arrett. Up top, Cornelli, a little more confidence, short on the three. Rebound cleared by Petty for Sarah. Eagles down nine. Petty runs the floor. Bouchel blocks him out. Shot won't go. Rebound, three Rangers there to clear it.
Well, and that's the difference right now, Bob. When Sarah misses, Fort Cherry gets every rebound.
Cornelli in traffic. Contact all over the place as Dombrowski and Arrett drive won't go. Sweeter misses that, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. And the official gonna bring both Arrett and Dombrowski together and say, knock it off, fellas.
Yeah, they getting a little chattery there.
And Eugene Briggs getting a little chat with the official as well. Floater well short on the miss by Burke. Arrett on the rebound. Dombrowski up the floor, and Bouchel going to get called for an illegal pick.
Oh, it sure did. No, he was not still. He moved.
Yeah, he came up the lane to the three-point line to set that pick.
Yeah.
And Eugene Briggs is saying, look, Dombrowski rode Arrett all the way up the floor.
And didn't get the call.
Minifield at the free throw line. Back out. Petty near side. Dombrowski. Petty. Three ball in flight. Well short. Rebound Arrett. Lob it ahead. Pass to Sweeter. Is tipped out of bounds by Petty.
Yeah, I thought Sweeter may have hit that last, Bob. Well, not, you know, Sarah settling for all perimeter shots, and then they've missed their last four to five of them, and Fort Cherry's gotten the rebound. Very important.
Cornelli, Sweeter, three-pointer, well short. Rebound, Cornelli comes in off the glass. Count it.
Yeah, I thought if there would be a difference, Bob, in this game tonight, it would be in the offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding by Fort Cherry.
Rangers lead by 11. Cornelli has 11 points. Ball to Minifield. Dombrowski drive, kick it back out to the corner. Now off to Petty, lob it across to Burke. Dribble drive, pulls up off the glass hard and scores.
Man, he's talented.
12 points for Burke. 37-28. Just under a minute remaining. First half. Arrett got by defenders. Minifield blocks the shot out of bounds. Sweeter baseline throw in. Cornelli will grab it. Put it on the deck to the hoop. Score it.
Oh, nice move by Cornelli. How about the finish with his left?
Continuation.
Yes, I love it. NBA.
The foul's on Pete Burke. That's his third.
Yes, it is.
Cornelli with the deuce. 39-28. Rangers double-digit lead. 44 seconds to play. Cornelli at the foul line for one more.
Burke had to come out. He's got three fouls.
Short, and only Sarah players there for the rebound. Minifield, top of the key, put it on the deck. Kick it back out. Dombrowski's three is off the rim. Rebound, Bouchel. Sieg, push the issue. One on two. Sweeter, open three. Perfect.
I'll tell you, that's a tough shot, but he knocked it down. Give him credit. Sweeter can shoot it.
42-28. The lead is 14. Baseline feed goes to Underwood. Back out, thrown away, saved at the in the air there by Dombrowski, but they threw it right back to Sieg. Arrett's jumper won't go. Tap back won't go. Tap back, second time by Bouchel. Even if it went, would not have counted. For every two that Sarah scores, Forcheri has scored three. 42-28 at the break. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
All right, give me a minute to talk about some other things. You with me?
I'm with you.
All right. Here are other scores. Boys action, 6A, Upper St. Clair, 63, State College, 43. Panthers will play either Red Lion or Central New York coming out of District 3 on Saturday. 3A boys, WPIL champion Deer Lakes, a 67-51 winner against Forest Hills. Deer Lakes will play either Franklin or Chestnut Ridge, and I think I just got that. Thank you, Bill Chapo. Franklin, 64-57 winner. So Franklin out of District 10, Deer Lakes, the northern part of the WPIL. They'll meet on Saturday. Aliquippa in this bracket, a 79-47 win over Eisenhower. Aliquippa will play either West Shamokin or Red Bank. Those two playing tonight at Armstrong. On to the girls. We know Saturday Cathedral Prep, District 10 champion, will meet WPIL fourth place finisher and was number one seed going into the District 7 tournament, Oakland Catholic. Those two will meet. Cathedral Prep, 61-36 winner over Northern York, and Oakland Catholic eliminated WPIL champion South Fayette, 48-28. 4A girls, Laurel Highlands eliminated, losing to Fairview 45-36. Fairview will play either Blackhawk or St. Mary's Saturday in the quarters. North Catholic, WPIL champion, a 59-32 win over Warren. North Catholic will play either Wyomissing or Newman Garetti in the Saturday quarterfinal round. And in 1A girls, WPIL champion Union Area, a 52-42 winner over Northern Bedford. Union awaits either Dubois Central Catholic or Bishop Guilfoyle. We're at the half here at Peters Township's AHN Arena. Forcheri 42, Sarah 28. Recap of the first half. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Chipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers. Our longtime friend of the program, Brant Miller, is the national chair of the Energy Group for Gordon and Reese, a law firm in downtown Pittsburgh representing energy companies with title, due diligence, and litigation services. Call attorney Brant Miller at Gordon and Reese Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes, Fort Cherry, from your friends at Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. Back and forth, 4-point early lead, then a 5-point lead when we hit the media timeout. Sarah Catholic up 5 at the media timeout in the opening quarter. But all Fort Cherry for a long time from there rattled off 18 straight to go up 24-11 early in the second. Sarah did cut it back to 6 when we went to the eventually went to the media timeout in the second. But Fort Cherry has dominated from there, outscoring the Eagles 12-4 ever since.
Well, and if it weren't for the three-point shooting of Sarah Catholic, this game would be even a wider margin for Fort Cherry. But what they're doing well, Bob, they're very diverse in terms of offense. They've got 6 players in the scoring column compared to 3 players, albeit very good players, for Sarah Catholic. But the thing I really like is when Sarah misses a shot, guess who gets the rebound every single time? Fort Cherry. They're hitting the boards hard. They're even doing a good job in the offensive boards. And that all adds up to good play by Fort Cherry.
One of the unsungs, Corey Bouchel, multiple times keeping rebounds alive.
Physical player, absolutely. And that's important. You have to have players that do the dirty work. And he's out there bumping and grinding. And I really like the way he's contributing. And Matt Sieg, too. I mean, he's come off the bench. He's got 4 points. He's also had a couple of steals and rebounds. But, boy, their tandem of Cornally and Arrett, really good players.
Shane Cornally leading all scorers in the game. I have Cornally with 13. Looks like 8 for Jack Kitzmiller, 8 more for Blake Sweeter. Derek Arrett has 7, 6 for Matt Sieg, 2 for Corey Bouchel. Rangers 5 of 8 at the charity stripe. On the other side, a dozen points for Pete Burke, couple of threes for him. I have 10 points for Isaiah Petty. He's hit a couple of three deuces and a foul shot. And Owen Dombrowski has a pair of trays. Sarah Catholic, 3 of 6 at the foul line, but nobody else has scored.
Well, and that's the thing. When my first impressions were they've got 3 very talented guards, but no one else shoots the basketball. So I'm guarding those 3. So if I'm in my zone, I'm telling my players, if I'm Coach Briggs, and I'm sure he's aware of this, go out, make them put the ball to the floor, do not allow them to set their feet, catch and shoot, and get comfortable. And they did that later in the second quarter, and it benefited Fort Cherry.
So far, it's been a much better night for the team that has the south side of McDonald as compared to the north. That would be South Fayette. The girls beaten wire to wire by Oakland Catholic, 48-28, and South Fayette eliminated. Both teams now back on the floor. We'll get the second half underway. Sarah Catholic basketball. When we get that third quarter underway, when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try. Let's create. Let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Choosing milk after exercise is important in helping your body recover and prepare for your next endurance. With 8 grams of protein per serving, milk helps build and repair muscles. Milk is all natural and has 9 essential nutrients. Refuel your body with milk.
Few things in life are more important than showing up. And whether you show up for your family, friends, or teammates, it doesn't hurt to bring a plate of their favorite beef dish. Together, we bring more. Find your next crowd pleaser at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Cherry will have the ball. My apologies. We did have one tie-up in that second quarter. So Fort Cherry will indeed start with the basketball. And they get it inbound. And Sweeter pops a three ball. No good. It goes over the backboard. Saved back in there at the baseline by Underwood. And now Cherry picking. Dombrowski dribbles to the low block and scores it.
Well, they will do that, Bob. They'll run out. And that has to be a point of emphasis for Fort Cherry. Do not allow them to get behind you.
Three ball well short near side by Tiroli. That's two quick threes for the Rangers.
Yeah, I'm not sure those were good shots, Bob. They were really quick.
30 seconds gone. It's 42-30. Underwood jumper in the paint. Good.
Well, just like that, they've cut this lead.
42-32. Cross-court pass is tipped away, and another a turnover now. Two short threes, and now a turnover on a pass. Underwood, Dombrowski, Burke, near side. Quick step by Petty. Off the glass, won't go. Petty rebounds. Reverse, misses that. Arrett had the rebound, knocked away by Petty. Controlled by Kitzmiller. Arrett across the timeline. Ball comes to Cornally. Cross court, long dangerous pass. Down low, it goes to Kitzmiller. Too deep. Shot up, off the iron, won't go. Kitzmiller can't get it, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Down low by Dombrowski.
Well, that time Kitzmiller did a pretty good job getting the shot off. I thought it was going to fall down. Just bounced out, but they maintained possession.
42-32, Rangers by 10. Arrett takes the inbound. He takes a three-pointer and hits it.
Boy, that looked good. He does that little fake with his foot like he's going to drive it, and he steps back and knocks it down. They needed that, Bob. They started to leak oil a little bit.
Gave up four early, got three back right there. Underwood outside the elbow, far side, Burke three, good.
Boy, you just cannot let them shoot the basketball.
45-35, lead is 10. Ball ahead to Sweeter, pick it up, bad pass. Knocked away by Dombrowski. Ahead to Petty, his lay-in goes.
Tell you what, they better be careful, this team's making a run. Careless ball handling.
Lead was 14, cut to 8, now back to 11. Sweeter's three.
Well, the one thing I will say about Fort Cherry, they have no fear.
Lob across. It's Burke on the wing. Sweeter out on him, inside to Underwood, and somehow Graham got left alone. Been there a long time. Dombrowski shot blocked, but a foul going to be called on Cornally.
I thought that was pretty good block there, Bob, but I got Cornally, his first, I believe.
His first, team's first. A couple of free throws coming. First one good.
Dombrowski.
He had missed two free throws earlier in the game. 48-39 with a couple of makes there. 10 points for Dombrowski. Sweeter lost the handle, but Arrett there to track it down. Avoids a trap. Pass comes to Cornally. Far side, Sweeter. Open three. Rattles out. No good. Put back. Right there was Tiroli, I believe.
That was Tiroli on the putback.
His first points of the game.
Well, this is where they've got an advantage. Their offensive and defensive rebounding has been sensational.
Underwood shot blocked by Kitzmiller, but Petty gets the loose ball, goes up and scores. Saw this a little bit the other day. Rangers have let the ball get to the floor and just kind of lay there. Cornally kick it out. Sweeter's three, hand in his face, good.
How about Sweeter?
got 14 in the game, including four threes.
Take it and knock it down.
Near side, it's Burke. Step back to a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound underneath. Kitzmiller saves it. Lob it ahead. Cornally. Rangers have numbers. Cornally takes it in among traffic. Shot knocked loose. Grabbed by Tiroli. Give it across. Cornally misses it. Put it back up again. Misses it. Gets it again and scores.
How about that for second effort by Cornally?
Cornally has 15. 55-41, back to a 14-point lead right where we were at intermission.
Well, they've got a size advantage, Bob, so they crash into boards.
Dombrowski, Petty, penetrate, kick it out. Burke around to Underwood. Dombrowski for three, short, friendly bounce, and good. Timeout called for Sarah Catholic. 3:58 to play, third quarter, 55-44. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Winner of this game gets the winner of tonight's Jeanette Greensburg Central Catholic game. John Sacco tells me middle third, Jeanette 25, Greensburg Central Catholic 23. For Cherry leading 55-44, pressure will be applied by the Eagles. Cornally will come and help, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Petty. Cornally, pass across, tip. Rangers throw it away.
Yeah, bad pass that time. He should have pulled up and taken the jumper.
Dombrowski on the dribble. Lead trimmed to 11. Minifield. Dombrowski kick it back out. Petty three ball off the back of the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped underneath. Burke tipped it. Grabbed by Arrett. Ahead to Bouchel. Finds a cutter. Sweeter basket and a foul on Minifield.
Well, and that was a really good pass by Bouchel that time, Bob.
Sweeter going to go to the line to shoot. And we have a timeout on the floor. 3:31 to play. Third quarter, Fort Cherry 57, Sarah 44. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as a dollar a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Blake Sweeter averages 9 points a game. He has 16 at the moment and going to the foul line. Great feed from Corey Bouchel.
Well, that's just unselfish basketball. I mean, they took advantage of the opportunity, pushing the ball down the floor and were able to convert.
Rangers have hit 5 of 8 free throw line opportunities, and Sweeter pulls this one short.
Yeah, a little short on the touch there.
57-44. The lead is 13. 3:20 to play, third quarter. Ball inside to Minifield. Try to pass it to the wing. Tipped by Sweeter. Controlled by Sieg. Travel. Nope, we're going to get a hack.
No, I thought he did was okay with the footwork. A little Euro step.
And that foul on Isaiah Petty, his third. So two of the three outstanding guards for Sarah have three fouls.
Yeah, and they're really good players, Bob.
Cornally takes the inbound feed, puts up a three ball that won't go, and a holding foul down low. I think Underwood's going to be guilty of holding Bouchel. His first, team's second foul. Check that, listed as third foul of the quarter. Inbound to Arrett, spinorama, jump pass. Cornally back to Arrett. Take it to the hoop. Floater good.
Well, is that a shock? Derek Arrett.
59-44. Rangers plus 14 now. Minifield.
Oh, he got away with a walk.
He did. Feed to Underwood. Fumbled and lost out of bounds. Arrett, that little teardrop.
That's a great shot, Bob. It's just a little floater. You know, pull up short, avoid the charge. Nice soft touch.
Pressure. Cornelli doesn't know it's coming. The pass already in traffic. Loose ball, walk. And Graham walks with it. May have been a walk before he got the
ball.
Well,
I thought Minifield walked earlier, and they missed it, yes.
That was on the previous possession, but there might have been a walk earlier in that possession.
Well, and that time, Shane Cornelli, you got to meet that pass.
Sweeter gets it to Cornelli. Ball knocked loose, and again, turnover by Cornelli on ball handling there. Near side, it's Petty. Pump fake, gets to 15 feet, kick it out. Dombrowski for three. That won't go. Battle for the rebound and out of bounds off of Pete Burke.
How about Matt Sieg in there battling for the rebound? Really adds another dimension to this team. I'm not sure I'd want Cornelli handling the basketball with these quick guards.
Arrett, quick first step, got by Burke. Push a shot up, won't go. Bouchel rebounds and scores.
How about him today? He has been so influential. Keeps balls alive, offensive rebounds.
61-44, the Fort up by 17 now. Cross-court pass, stolen. How about Sweeter clear? Arrett cherry picking. Here you go. Timeout, Sarah Catholic. 63-44 for Cherry. 1:56 to play in the third. Timeout on the floor. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network after this timeout.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Coach Anthony Corso really did not have much of a choice after Sarah Catholic repeatedly has gotten back to single digits. The Rangers have just extended that now 15-5 run for Fort Cherry.
Well, and they've done it because they've been able to rebound.
Burke from the high post hits. He's got 17. Right out of the timeout. Cornelli ahead to the baseline to Bouchel. Feed it across. Sieg left alone.
And a
basket
foul.
And a foul on Braden Graham.
The interior passing by Fort Cherry, Bob, has been really good tonight. Very unselfish basketball. Looking for that extra pass, leading to easy basket opportunities. Matt Sieg, the beneficiary.
You know, oftentimes when we talk about interior, that means there's a lot of people around. The
correct
thing that has really made it easier for Bouchel, especially, is that he's had the traffic and able to find an open man left all alone.
Well, they've used the bounce pass, which is the best pass to make.
Rangers have missed four straight at the foul line now with that miss by Sieg. Petty brings it near side. Dombrowski, quick first step, a nice recovery by Cornelli. Back out to Petty. 1:20 to play in the quarter. Dombrowski, three ball won't go, but was fouled. Cornelli got there late.
That's, you never want to foul that three-point shooter.
Two fouls on Cornelli, two on the Rangers in the quarter. Free throws, first one good. Dombrowski's going to shoot three here.
You can put these in the book, Bob. I'm just saying. I'll be shocked if he misses any.
1:18 to play third quarter. two straight makes for Dombrowski. Well, I have a dozen now in the game.
And that's why you don't want to foul the airborne shooter.
He's hit four in a row after missing his first two. Third attempt, spins around but drops in as well. 65-49, the lead is 16. Arrett takes the feed, feed it ahead to Rolly. Bounce pass back out to Arrett. Triple team, finds Cornally. Cross court, Tiroli comes to try to save it. Pass off his hands. Dombrowski ahead to Burke, score it.
Bad ball handling there. You don't want to take this team lightly. This game's not over. They can score quickly.
That's five straight points now with the three free throws. Arrett jumping across. Tiroli has Cornally ahead in the right corner. Back out to Tiroli. Cornally to Bouchel outside the lane. Finds a cutter. Tiroli fumbled it. Save attempt. Kitzmiller got to it but lost it out of bounds.
See what I'm saying, Bob? You don't. This team has a lot of firepower with those three guards, and if you get careless here, they're going to get right back in this game. They need to stop.
35 seconds to play in the period. Dombrowski hit it back to Petty and now to Burke. He'll launch a three-pointer. It's good.
That's what I'm telling you.
Eight straight points for Sarah Catholic to get it back to an 11-point deficit. 15 seconds to play. Cornally to Arrett, top of the key. Penetrate, kick to Bouchel, to the hoop, too strong. Kitzmiller soft on the putback. Ball knocked loose, scramble for it. It's going to be grabbed by Arrett with 3 seconds to go. Arrett's teardrop in the lane, rolls up and in. Count it. 67-54, the Fort after three. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area schools, scholars, and student athletes for four generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
We go to the fourth, Sarah Catholic with the ball. 67-54, though. Eagles down 13. Things happen quickly. Long pass across the court. Dombrowski, Burke in the midcourt circle. Burke, dribble drive, give it across, score it. Does Graham. Nice
first
pass
basket.
Inside.
First basket for Graham tonight.
It started with the drive. Arrett feeds to the circle. Cornally been in there a long time now. Vacates. Sweeter to Arrett. Now back to Cornally. Finds Arrett. Floater in the paint. Won't go. Rebound. Sieg. Put back. Score it.
Matt Sieg. It came out of nowhere and got that rebound and put back.
69-56. 7:20 to play in the fourth. Dribble penetration by Petty. Finds Graham again, and he ends up with Cornally draped on his back.
No, that actually was a good foul because he had a wide open shot.
Cornally stirred, and it also ends up being a floor foul because Graham didn't try to go up with it.
That is correct.
He just kind of hunkered down over the ball and had gotten Cornally airborne.
Well, the last couple times on defense, the Fort Cherry players have left their feet on the perimeter shooter. Wow.
Dombrowski three is good. I have him with 19.
That is correct. These guys can shoot, Bob.
69-59. Sweeter's three won't go. Rebound knocked all the way into the backcourt where the Rangers will go get it. Sweeter, dribble penetration, stop and pop in the paint. Missed that. Rebound grabbed by Graham. And ahead, it's Burke behind everybody. Shot won't go, but a foul called. Arrett hit him across the head.
Tell you what, I'm getting a little nervous, Bob. I don't like the direction this game is turning.
Burke to go to the line to shoot two. I have him with 22 in the game. A couple of foul shots. First one, no good.
Wow, rare miss.
There, Burke hit the first 2 points of the game, a couple of foul shots.
I have them 8 for 12, Bob, at the line.
With that miss, I would agree. 69-59, a chance to get back to single digits with still 6:42 to play. Foul shot good, 69-60 for Cherry, plus 9. Rangers with a deuce only in this quarter. Sweeter and Arrett. Arrett, jump pass. Sieg comes to meet it. Tough interior pass. Cornelli lost the handle.
Wow.
Bouchel right there to clean it up.
Yeah, Johnny on the spot there.
71-60. The lead is 11 for the Fort. Open three-pointer. Petty good.
Jeez. Bob, have you ever seen shooting like this before?
71-63. The Fort Cherry lead is 8. Sieg's pass, intended for Sieg, rather. Sweeter threw it to the bench, and Fort Cherry going to use a timeout, I think. Indeed they are. Congratulations to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Gordon and Reese, law firm located in downtown Pittsburgh. Gordon and Reese represents energy companies providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller is the national chair of the Energy Group, provides counsel on carbon capture and sequestration, and he's been a longtime friend of the program. Brant Miller at Gordon and Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Continued best wishes for Cherry from your friends at Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. 6:02 to play in the fourth. Rangers have been entirely too giving in this period.
Just some careless passes, Bob. The middle's open on the zone. You got to attack that. They're trying to throw that long cross-court pass from deep in the corner. Just not a very good decision. And I'll tell you what, these guys don't miss. I mean, the impressive. I don't know how many threes they have off to add it up later, but they're just knocking threes down like it's shooting a layup.
Fort Cherry led by 13 at the end of three. Floater won't go for Burke. Rebound, he gets knocked down. The Rangers control the loose ball. Arrett up the near side, takes it into traffic. His leaner won't go. Tip back up and in. I think it's Cornelli.
I think it was Cornelli. Either Cornelli or Sieg, but I couldn't tell.
I have Cornelli now with 17. We'll go there. Ball knocked around and going to be ruled off the head of Blake Sweeter and out of bounds. Let's get a look there. Arrett shot up, and it is Cornelli with the tip.
Good. Good.
Thank you, Jason Tennant.
Good decision by Sweeter to get in the passing lane that time.
Burke's little push shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Sieg and caught at the baseline by Sweeter. Rangers trying to exhale here. 73-63.
There's the opening.
Sweeter parks out on the wing a long time. Draws traffic, dribble, drive, and score.
Yeah, nice job with the shot fake and drive and finish.
75-63, Fort Cherry by a dozen. 5 minutes to play in the game. On the drive, Dombrowski keeps the dribble alive. Goes to Burke, and now out to Petty. Jump pass, Dombrowski, too well covered. Petty's open three, good.
Amazing. They're absolutely amazing the way they shoot the basketball.
75-66, 4:40 to play in the fourth. Sweeter can't handle an Arrett pass.
Bad spacing, Bob.
75-66, Fort Cherry plus 9.
Got to defend.
On the dribble, it's Petty. Got around Bouchel. Shot blocked, but Bouchel going to get called for a foul. That's his third of the game.
The thing that makes them difficult is they not only can knock threes down, but they can get to the rim. I mean, they're very good ball handlers, these three players. And I'm talking about Isaiah Petty, Pete Burke, and Owen Dombrowski.
Foul shot short. Petty, just a 68% free throw shooter. 1 for 3 tonight. Has 20 points in the game.
Missed that one.
Second shot short. Cornelli rebounds.
All right, you got to take care of the basketball for Cherry. Good passes.
Timeout, Fort Cherry, 4:20 to play. Fourth quarter, Rangers 75, Eagles 66. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back at the AHN Arena here at Peters Township. Winner of this game gets the Jeanette Greensburg Central Catholic winner. That was a nip and tuck game. 2-point contest with about 12 minutes left to play, last word we had. Here it's 75-66 Fort Cherry. Rangers with the ball. Fort Cherry has three timeouts. Sarah Catholic has two remaining. Feed ahead into the corner to Bouchel. Avoids a double team. Drives to the low block. Feed it out to Sweeter. He'll penetrate. Do it again. Hang in the air. Oh. Shot won't go, but a foul called. I think Graham got him with the body.
Well, and I think Sweeter's doing the right thing because the defense is rushing him, Bob, and he's putting it to the floor and getting to the rim. Blake Sweeter's had an outstanding game tonight.
Sweeter has hit 2 of 3 at the foul line but missed his last effort here. This first one perfect. Has 19 on the night, averages 9 a game.
That's almost double.
4:07 to play. 76-66. Add one to the Rangers. 11-point margin.
Got to defend. Stay on your feet.
It's Burke, Petty, and Dombrowski. Lob across to Graham. Get it to Dombrowski. Out to Petty. Got by Sweeter and a blocking foul. Foul on the floor and going to be the media timeout. 3:53 to play in the game. 77-66 Fort Cherry leading Sarah Catholic. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Curtis Pharmacy has the erectile dysfunction prescriptions you want and deserve. No hassles, discreet, and local. I'm Eric Cushy. Don't overpay at some online pharmacy. We have Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, as low as $1 a pill. Just give us your physician's name and we do the rest. Available for curbside pickup, mailed, or even delivered. Yes, Curtis Pharmacy delivers, and so does Sildenafil. Curtis Pharmacy, Claysville, Washington, Connellsville, and Carmichael's. CurtisPharmacy.com.
Hey, Sunday morning, why don't we meet at the Fort Cherry Cafeteria? It's a pancake breakfast, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Benefits Fort Cherry football and cheer. There will be raffle baskets. And for you youngsters, a Beat the Lineman pancake eating contest.
Sounds good.
9 to 1 Sunday at the Fort Cherry Cafeteria. 3:45 to play. Dombrowski catches a pass, goes back out to Burke. Fort Cherry leading 77-66. Petty, lob it, try to give it back. A pass hit off one of the Fort Cherry players and went right back to Underwood. Burke's three won't go. Long rebound in the corner. Matt Sieg will track it down. And he leaves Dombrowski in his wake. Ball to Cornelli behind the back, avoids a double team. Now spins into it, and a hack foul called. Second foul on Sarah in the quarter.
Yeah, he got a little loose with that ball, Bob. He made me nervous. But I hacked him across the arm. Not a shooting foul yet.
Jeanette, 48. Greensburg Central Catholic, 46. So it'll be Jeanette against the winner. Rangers get it inbound. 3:20 to play. Arrett, jump pass to Sweeter. Sweeter penetrates again. Goes strong to the hoop. Can't get this shot to drop. It lays there and kicks out.
You got to like the way he's getting to the rim, though, Bob. When they reverse the basketball and he's the recipient, he's putting it to the floor. He's not even thinking about taking that 3-point shot.
Makai Underwood called for the foul, his second, team's third. Blake Sweeter right back at the foul line, hit two a moment ago, has the measure, nails the first, 21 points in the game.
Looks pretty comfortable, too, at the line now.
78-66, the margin back up to 12. 3:15, clock stops, second foul shot spins out. Graham rebounds for Sarah. Quickly up the floor, Petty gets an opening, takes it all the way to the rack.
Yeah, no defense there.
22 for Petty. 78-68. Sweeter lost the handle and got bailed out with a foul call. And that foul on Pete Burke is his fourth, team's fourth, baseline throw-in. Rangers just get the ball inbounds. Arrett had to really fight for that against Dombrowski. Now reverses direction, kick at the Sweeter, quickly out of the corner. Arrett with the ball in hand, back to Sweeter. Out of the corner again, does not want to get trapped there. Ball stripped on the way up. That time they were waiting on it. Petty up the floor into traffic, falls down, and he's going to get bailed out now. And that's five fouls on Fort Cherry. Petty going to get to go shoot. Sweeter picks up his second. And Petty going to the line to shoot twice. He has hit just one of four in the game, including a couple of misses a moment ago. 78-68.
Another miss, Bob.
Off the iron. Petty, 68% free throw shooter, just one of five tonight.
Boy, that hurts.
Second free throw effort is good. He's got 23 points in the game. Pressure. Rangers get it ahead. Ball to Bouchel. Kick it back out. Sweeter finds Arrett. Arrett's floater good. 80 points for the Rangers with still 2.5 to play. Arrett's got 18. Ball knocked loose. Saved there by Dombrowski. Petty bails him out. Petty feed it across. Graham fumbles. Puts up a soft shot that won't go. Bouchel with the rebound and the miss. Boy, now it's going to be body contact. Dombrowski, Arrett, and Dombrowski pushed him out of the way. Five fouls on Sarah, three on Dombrowski. And we saw them early in the second quarter bodying up on each other. And, in fact, they talked so much that the officials got between them and said, look, we're going to knock this off. But now we see the contact there. Well, Anthony Corso wants to hear from one of the officials. Well,
the Sarah contingent thought that Derek Arrett kind of initiated the contact. He did initially, but then he got hit the second time, so that's the foul call.
2:06 to play. First foul shot good, second like unto it. Derek Arrett with 20 points tonight, and the Rangers' lead is 82-69. Jump pass to Burke. Penetrate, step into the paint, shot off the rim, tipped by Cornally, and grabbed by Arrett. Burke, Underwood try to cut Arrett off. Arrett on the dribble show, reach around, doesn't work. Arrett dish it across. Bouchel strong to the hoop.
Oh, what a nice pass, though. He just played, toyed with him out there, Bob. Derek Arrett, and then he just, nice finish.
The lead is 15 for Fort Cherry, 84-69. 90 seconds to play. Dombrowski trying to get open, kick it out. Ball comes to Petty, step back to a three, good line, but too deep. Rebound, Dombrowski. Now to Burke. Burke steps back to a three, off the rim, won't go. Underwood misses the putback, lost the handle on the way up. And the ball ends up in the hands of Matt Sieg. Jump it ahead. Sweeter. Rangers have numbers. Ball to Cornally. Kiss it in. Score it. Fort Cherry scored eight straight now as we click under a minute to play, leading by 17. Sieg reaches across and just absolutely stops Burke from driving in. Foul on Sieg is his second.
Didn't have to foul there. Fort Cherry has this pretty much wrapped up, Bob. They'll play on. Nice effort tonight.
Burke at the stripe for two. Short, but shooters bounce. Burke, I have with 24 in the game. 52 seconds to play. Burke hits both. 86-71, Fort Cherry leading. Rangers get the ball in front court. Cornally jumping across to Sweeter. Sweeter's pass to Eric. Just got through. Triple team sometimes. Sieg goes quick to the hoop. Score it.
How about that? Well, Matt Sieg said, I want to get in on the action here.
Football teams have seen that for 2 years. Long three. Dombrowski wide right. And Bouchel with a rebound with 25 seconds. And you can see the shoulders roll down for Sarah Catholic. Fortieri will walk it up the floor. And the Eagles are not going to challenge. The Fort Cherry Rangers take the lead with 1:40 to play in the opening quarter, part of a 18-point run, and do not look back. Get challenged a couple of times, but the Rangers win it going away. We'll recap it for you in just a couple of minutes. Your final score, Fort Cherry 88, Sarah Catholic 71.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
I did not see 88 coming tonight.
Oh, I didn't see that many points. But, you know, they that's the way they play. You look at the scoring column. My goodness, they had four players in double figures. And when you have balance like Fort Cherry had tonight, Bob, compared to only really three players that scored for Sarah Catholic, the advantage definitely goes to the fort. Trying to get Coach Briggs here for a few comments.
How about that? He gets here, I'm not even ready to look for him yet.
Well, we found him. Rebounding was so important tonight.
All right. Let's start with Corey Bouchel and how many rebounds he kept alive.
I have no idea. I
know
there's a lot of them. Got his hands on a lot of the ball. That's, you know, the things that Corey does you don't ever see on the sheets. Sometimes not that many rebounds or anything else, but just being active in there. The way they were getting, I mean, those guards can get to the bucket. They can shoot it.
They're good.
You know, we had our hands full.
I thought the difference for you, Gene, and you can say it or not, I thought the way you rebounded, when they did miss, you guys got the rebound, and the offensive rebounds really helped your effort tonight.
Yeah. Shane Cronally, he's always on that glass, both ends. Matt Sieg, too, but he did a good job on the glass.
He
too.
Did.
Sweeter, 21 tonight?
Yeah.
You'll take that?
I'll take that. But not really surprising either. I mean, he
can shoot.
He has spent a lot of time after practice getting on the shooting machine, getting shots up. So he's been more and more consistent shooting the ball.
Coming in, look like their three guards, obviously very good. You're at maybe 2.5, depending on how you're matching up there.
Yeah.
But behind that, you have a distinct advantage.
Yeah, I mean, when you get athletes like Shane and Matt there, they're on that back line and go to the glass, they can drive the basket. They both can shoot a little bit. That does give you an edge. And, of course, it all begins then with Derek. You know, early on they were getting roughing him up a little bit, and but then he took over like he always does.
You know, when he gets roughed up, That turns another gear.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. It seems like you rough him up, he plays better.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't let that bother him, which is the big thing. You know.
But it motivates him.
Yeah. And then in the second half, he starts stacking that defense there where they sent that second guy at him. You know, fortunately, Shane started ducking in underneath there, and we start getting some easy ones.
The other thing that Sweeter did, after hitting a number of threes, then he'd pump fake, draw the defense out, and then drive into the lane.
Yeah, that's the thing he was doing tonight that he hasn't shown. But, again, That's another good athlete. You can get to the rim.
Did you see 88 points on your side coming in?
I thought 75.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, not bad.
Yeah.
Going to play Jeanette. Beat Greensburg Central Catholic 48-46. Any thoughts there?
Have no idea until we watch them. You know, you've been watching Greensburg Central all year long, and you know what they have. They might have been a problem for us with their size. I don't have any idea about Jeanette at all.
So. Interesting enough, Gene, one of the games I watched when I was watching Sarah was the Sarah-Jeanette game. So I've seen them play. You'll match up okay with them.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up. Congratulations on the win.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you Saturday.
Right.
Fort Cherry head coach Eugene Briggs. We'll take a break, our final break. Hey, all, good to see you there. Nice to have you duck into the booth here. We're going to take our final break back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Founded in Fort Cherry and now brewing in Burgettstown, the Kramer family invites you to experience Kramer's Greenhouse and their Cole Tipple Brewery and Raccoon Creek Winery, home of Washington County's oldest craft brewery. They've been proud supporters of the area's schools, scholars, and student-athletes for 4 generations. Stop into their dog and kid-friendly tap and tasting room and learn more about their craft beer, handcrafted wine, and locally grown plants and products, or visit kramersgreenhouse.com.
We saw a 19-0 run last night, and the team on the wrong end, the zero end of that, didn't recover. Sarah recovered somewhat. They never got it back even. They would get back maybe within a couple of possessions reach, but Fort Cherry had an answer every single time. Tonight it was an 18-point run. Fort Cherry down 11-6 at the first period media timeout. The next time Sarah scored, they found themselves down 24-11, down 13, and never got it under 6.
Well, and I think the balance of Fort Cherry showed itself tonight. Compared that to 3 players who were skilled, very skilled players who could score. And when you rely, Bob, so much on the perimeter shot, sometimes you're going to miss them. And when you miss them and don't get the rebound, then that's going to lead to some breakouts. And that's what happened with Fort Cherry tonight. And I think they played a really strong basketball game. You know, they're playing in the quarters. You got to love that.
Indeed. And Fort Cherry will take on Jeanette. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game with 21 points, 4 trays from beyond the arc, and then a couple of dribble drives, 4 5-foul shots out of 8 attempts tonight. He is the sophomore, 5'11", Blake Sweeter, 21 points to lead the Fort Cherry Rangers. Other scoring, Derek Arrett with 20, Shane Cornelli 19, Matt Sieg with 10, Jack Kitzmiller with 8, and Alan Tiroli with 2 up. Forgot Corey Bouchel. Whoops. Bouchel with 8 points tonight. Rangers hit 10 of 16 at the foul line. On the other side, it was the big three and virtually nothing else. 25 for Pete Burke. Isaiah Petty with 23. Owen Dombrowski with 19. Makai Underwood and Braden Graham had 2 apiece. The Sarah Catholic Eagles, 12 of 19 at the foul line. Congratulations, Fort Cherry, and best wishes on to the quarterfinals. That coming to you from Gordon and Reese, a law firm in downtown Pittsburgh, representing energy companies, providing title, due diligence, and litigation services. Brant Miller, longtime friend of the program, national chair of the Energy Group, providing counsel on carbon capture and sequestration as well. Call Brant Miller at Gordon and Reese, Pittsburgh office, 412-577-7400. Best wishes, Rangers, from your friends at Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. All right, where am I going next? I think I'm about done. I know this. I just got word that the Jeanette win over Greensburg Central Catholic, 48-46, was in overtime.
Oh,
so
boy.
So they needed a little bonus basketball. We didn't have any of that tonight. Neither game was close to an extra period. But, Tom, we'll see you on Saturday.
I'm looking forward to it, Bob. It's this Fort Cherry team intrigues me. I love the way they play.
Tonight's game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network has been brought to you by the law firm of Gordon and Reese. Continued best wishes to the Rangers from Gordon and Reese and the entire Miller family. By Kramer's Greenhouse, Cole Tipple Brewery, and Raccoon Creek Winery, born in Fort Cherry, brewing in Burgettstown. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Curtis Pharmacy in Washington, Claysville, Connellsville, Carmichael's, and online at curtispharmacy.com. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our March Madness preparation continues with Championship Week on WJPA AM coming up late tonight. It's the Big Sky title tilt between Montana and Montana State. Still to come before Sunday night's selection show, Pac-12 semifinals Friday, SEC semis Saturday, followed by the Big East and Pac-12 championship games, and then the SEC title game Sunday afternoon. Our thanks to both head coaches, Eugene Briggs and Anthony Corso, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the folks here at Peters Township. For our Washington studio producers, Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, floor director Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett, Noah Tennant on cameras, and my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the PIAA 2A boys second round, your final score, Fort Cherry 88, Sarah Catholic 71. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.